Thank you, Christophe. Distinguished guests, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to all of you. On behalf of FAO, I would like to welcome all of you to the expert workshop on measuring the value of forests in a green economy. This workshop was made possible through the efforts, the joint efforts of the UNECE, FAO, Forestry and Timber Section staff, experts and countries which support the region. I would like to extend my sincere thanks to those who contributed and congratulate them for a successful organization of the event. Your presence here today shows the importance of the role of forest's role in achieving green economy. Globally, millions of people depend on forests and trees outside forests for their food security and nutrition, directly through the consumption and sale of wood and non-wood forest products harvested from forests and trees outside the system, and indirectly through forest-related employment, forest ecosystem services, and forest-based biodiversity. As you are aware, FAO and UNECE, through their joint work, contribute to the global, regional, and national forestry policy dialogue progress and cross-sectoral cooperation, which includes green economy issues and monitoring, and the implementation of the Rovaniemi Action Plan for the Forest Sector in a Green Economy. In addition to the joint section work, FAO is also contributing to the implementation of the Rovaniemi Action Plan with its work through offices in Budapest and Ankara, and the Forestry Department at FAO headquarters in Rome. We believe that the Rovaniemi Action Plan could play a strong role in achieving forest-related sustainable development goals in the region, thus contributing to the Agenda 2030. The Rovaniemi Action Plan contains actions which are cross-cutting in nature and require collaboration with other sectors. This approach is in line with FAO's recently adopted cross-cutting strategic objectives aiming to contribute significantly to a hunger-free and sustainable world. In this new cross-cutting approach, forests and forestry are no longer considered in isolation. FAO's new strategic objectives require a comprehensive intersectoral approach and collaboration among and between agriculture, fisheries, forestry, and other land use sectors to promote the application of integrated approaches across the landscape to enhance food security and nutrition. In parallel with this, I'd like to mention that FAO introduced the concept of climate smart agriculture in 2010. This approach has been well received by governments, regional and international agencies, the private sector, and civil society. Climate smart agriculture, which also includes the sustainable management of forests, proposes integrated approaches which includes on-farm and beyond-the-farm actions and incorporates the right mixture of policies, institutional strengthening, green technologies, and investments. By applying this approach, climate-smart agriculture supports countries and other players as they work to improve agricultural productivity and incomes while building the resilience of agriculture to climate change. It can also reduce negative impacts of agriculture on the environment, for example, by reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Most importantly, this concept and its contribution to a green economy constitute a holistic shift that is so much needed to support countries in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. In conclusion, I'd like to reconfirm and reiterate that FAO will continue to support global, regional, and national initiatives, including the Rovaniemi Action Plan, in achieving sustainable management of all types of forests and other natural resources, and in working towards a sustainable future where there is food for all, poverty is eliminated, and natural resources are preserved for future generations. I wish you all a very, very successful workshop, and I'm very sorry that I can't stay with you today as I have another engagement immediately after, in about 10 minutes, in the room right next door. So I wish you much, much success in your deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra, for this committed and supportive speech you had as an introduction. And we are very happy that we can feel the full support by FAO to our activity. If you look to the program, after this opening remarks, we have an overview of related definition and concepts to the topic of green economy. I mean, we had some time ago also in our workshops, we have discussed a little bit these different definitions and so on, but this is now really the essence, what is the up-to-date discussion on that, and we are very happy to have this here in this workshop. If you look later, then we are talking about green economy assessment methods. We are talking about natural capital assessment methods, and we have forest sector assessment methods. So these are the main issues today. But I'm very happy to introduce Dr. Derek Eaton. He was previously the Vice President Research at the Global Footprint Network. He was the Executive Director of the Center of International Environment Studies at the Graduate Institute in Geneva. And he was also a co-member of UNEP's Green Economy Team and managed the Integrated Modeling Assessment in UNEP's flagship report Towards a Green Economy. So we are very happy to have your presentation. Please, you have the floor.